543 News Talk 1620 WTAW. I want to remind you again, coming up Monday, March 29th, a runoff candidates forum at the Courtyard Marriott in College Station. One of the men that will be there, Republican congressional candidate Bill Flores, and he joins us now on the phone this afternoon out on the campaign trail. Good afternoon, Mr. Flores.
Howdy, Chase. How are you doing today?
So far, so good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing well. We're up in in White Bluff, Texas. So
now let's talk first about the campaign. How's that going? You guys burning up the highway right now?
Yes, sir. We are. We have been from one end of the district to the other at least five times since the primary date, and we've had something to do with potential voters every day since the. The primary, except for the day after the primary.
When you started this, did you talk with, or did you kind of feel some folks out as far as what the commitment was going to be just on the campaign?
No, sir, I didn't. And actually, if I had, I don't know if I would have run. It is something that I didn't expect. You have to set your hair on fire and run so fast that it doesn't burn you too badly. It is quite intense. You work from well before sunup to well after sundown.
And geographically, this district goes almost all the way to Fort Worth, so I'm guessing you're pretty spread out, too.
Absolutely. I mean, for instance, today we started in College Station. We're going to be up here today. Tomorrow we'll be in Granbury virtually all day. And then on Saturday we'll be in three different towns on Saturday.
Looking ahead to the campaign or past the campaign itself, let's talk the issues that are before Congress right now. Healthcare, obviously, the main one, and let's get your thoughts first of all on the thoughts of the self-execution, which has a lot of irony in the title in and of itself. But your thoughts on that, and House Democrats potentially using that as a tool to get the Senate healthcare bill passed.
Oh, I think it would be a real travesty to beat up the Constitution that bad. To me, it's a very spineless thing to not have an up or down vote on each particular part of this reconciliation process. The Senate bill needs to have an up or down vote, and also the sidecar bill needs to have an up or down vote as well. And I guess you saw today where the Democrats turned down the Republican proposal that each of these components have an up or down bill. And unfortunately, Chet Edwards was one of the people that voted against that transparent process.
And this was after he had made the statement that he would vote, that he would not allow something like that to happen. I mean, what is your reaction to that?
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, he, like we've said in the past, he'll come down to the district and he'll put out a press release or hold a press conference. He'll say, this is the thing I'm going to do to take care of this district by voting no on health care. But then he allows this type of a slimy process to go forward. And it's disappointing, and I think our voters are paying attention to this stuff, and they're going to remember it in November.
Chatting with Republican congressional candidate Bill Flores, the price tag on this bill when you first saw it at $940 billion, what was your reaction?
Ouch! I mean, it's going to be a tough pill for the nation's citizens to swallow. And one of the things that's interesting about it is that there's 10 years worth of taxes that are collected to pay for 6 years worth of benefits. So if you were to normalize the true cost and the true impact on the deficit, it's going to be horrible in the second 10-year part of the cycle. The CBO numbers are still a little squishy at this point, but the first set of numbers was not encouraging in my view.
As far as just the spending, the congressional spending right now, we've talked before, and it's been mentioned at forums that we've had as far as having a balanced budget amendment. If we're going to avoid continuing out of control spending, is that the logical step?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, it's obvious that our Congress doesn't have the discipline to balance it on their own, so we need to have some sort of an axe that we can hold over its head, so that they will have the appropriate amount of discipline. I mean, I'd actually like to see that congressional pays cut for every year that you have that you run a deficit, that we voluntarily reduce our individual salaries as Congress folks. That would be one of the things I would introduce if elected.
You've touted your business background before. Have you ever managed an organization where your employees had to vote to not get a raise every year?
Not where they had to vote that way, but there were pay reductions imposed on them. And I'll tell you from my viewpoint that I always took, as a C-level officer, I always took the larger cuts, and I took them first. and kept them longer than my other employees did. I always tried to restore their pay as quickly as I could, but they knew for sure that I took at least two times the cut that they did, so they knew that I was in the same boat that they were and feeling the same pain. Our Congress doesn't feel the pain that they're imposing on our people today.
As you go through District 17, what are the top three issues you're hearing?
Jobs, deficit spending, and the economy. Those are the three top jobs, which, and I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a minute. What's troubling to me is everybody in Congress is hearing the same things as well, but what are they working on today? Health care. They need to be paying attention to trying to grow the private sector job, get the economy back on track, cut spending, and get this country back on a stable economic path, and then we can worry about using the fixing health care in the right way, using a common-sense, market-driven approach.
Republican congressional candidate Bill Floor is joining us live on the phone this afternoon here on WTAW. As you mentioned that those three things, jobs, the economy, or deficit spending and the economy, those three things pretty much you could almost drop a hat on them. They're so closely related. And, what's the next step as far as rehabilitating the national economy?
Well, the first thing is we've got to grow our national income, and the way to do that is to grow jobs. The way to grow jobs is to cut taxes on businesses so that they have the confidence to start hiring again. We've had a bunch of regulatory threats to businesses that they're worried about. For instance, cap and trade is a bill that, even though it hasn't fully gotten through the Congress, businesses are worried about it. And the Obama administration has already got the EPA working on carbon dioxide or carbon emissions regulations, so that if cap and trade doesn't pass, then they can have another way to do essentially the same thing. And so, if you're in business, you're out there worried about those things. You're also worried about your financing costs because you know that the federal government's borrowing is crowding out private borrowers, and you know interest rates are going to go up. So you've got that to worry about. Taxes are going to go up under the recent budget proposals. So you need to pass bills and take actions that help businesses feel confident again, so that the lady that owns the dry cleaning store will feel comfortable to sign that lease for a new location and to hire the people to staff it and to buy the equipment to run her business. And right now that lady feels extremely uncomfortable about the situation she's in.
In your discussions with folks out in the district, are you talking with anybody? Have you come across anybody that says, you know, I voted one way last time and that's not going to happen again? Are you getting any feel for how the vote could possibly go?
Well, absolutely. We actually have people that have voted in the Republican primary for the first time in their lives, came over and voted for us, which was pretty fulfilling feeling to have that happen. And we've got people that have donated or made contributions to our campaign that historically have supported Congressman Edwards. So that's very helpful. There is a groundswell of opposition to business in Washington as it's being run today. And I'm thrilled and humbled and honored by these folks getting outside of their comfort zone to make a change that we really need to make.
Congressional candidate Bill Floor is on the phone with us. Anything else on your radar screen this afternoon?
Well, we've had some exciting news in the last few days since the primary. We picked up the Texas Right to Life endorsement. The campaign manager for the Dave McIntyre campaign has endorsed us. Chuck Wilson, one of the other candidates in the primary, has endorsed us. And in a couple of weeks, we've got another exciting endorsement to talk about, but I can't go much further on that today. We also picked up yesterday the Concerned Women of America endorsement. And that's a pro-life, pro-family group. So we're very pleased with the traction that our campaign's getting.
Sounds like you got a lot of momentum. Mr. Flores, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Chase, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too. It's Bill Flores, our Republican congressional candidate.